Please remain standing as we read responsively for the lighting of the Advent candles.
Are you going to light the candle?
We begin our morning worship. We began with song, and now the lighting of the candles of the Advent wreath. Last Sunday, we began with the candle of hope. The journey to the birth of the Christ child is filled with hope. Lord God, you never leave us without hope. Now we turn to the second candle. You know the word which he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace by Christ. This is the candle of peace. As we come to find the Christ child, the baby Jesus, we must search to find the peace of the Messiah. Please remain standing as we sing together the hymn, I've Got Peace Like a River, in the Faith We Sing, hymnal 2145. You may be seated. The first scripture reading for today is taken from the writing of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. Listen for the word of the Lord. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy, not all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Welcome, good morning. If you are joining us online, we will be serving communion, so you should prepare elements for yourselves. In the United Methodist Church, communion is open. All people are invited to Christ's table. Christ invites all. So come and partake, as is our tradition by intincture. We turn to our time of prayers and celebrations. I ask, are there those concerns that you might lift this morning? You see some printed on the back of the bulletin. Are there others, or would you like to add any comments about some of those listed? Michael, you've got two people down here. All right. All right, Melba.
Mine is not a concern, but it is an announcement. The Women of Faith will meet Saturday at 10 o'clock in the parlor.
Okay, I'm asking for prayers for a good friend of ours, Ann, who's having open heart surgery on Thursday the 8th this week.
Prayers for Ann having open heart surgery from Rich Schneer. Melba, please. All right, Diana.
It's muted. Need some more mittens out there on the tree, so if you've got, and we've still got time, so please plan on bringing some mittens in for the tree for this year. Thank you.
I am not much of a mitten shopper, so I contributed financially, and you can do that as well. So make that as you will. Miss Melba, please.
Prayers for Stella Marker. She is on the last days.
All right. Stella Marker, as she ends her journey in this existence. Michael, do you have, Holly, thank you.
He gave it to me. Two things. One, Wayne Short asked for our prayers. He fell and had to get, I believe, stitches in his head. He cut his head pretty bad, so he texted me and asked for prayers. And then I just wanted to tell everybody, I had a PET scan on Thursday, and I don't know the details yet, but my oncologist did message me on Friday saying, great news, looks improved. So that was a really nice thing to hear before the holidays.
Amen.
Thank you for all the prayers.
All right. Continue. Michael down here, this young man sitting here with his lovely wife. It's been a long time since I've been called a young man, Don. But.
I didn't know if everybody knew or not, but Virginia Kniff had a heart attack last Sunday and was in the hospital. She's out now and I guess doing well, but just to let everybody know, she had a heart attack last Sunday.
I did not know. Thank you. Thank you for that. So concerns in our midst, those things that are filling us. You see all of the other concerns on the back of the bulletin. Be aware of those. Be aware of those continuing concerns. It is our family, our Christian family, our earthly family. So we give thanks. Celebrations. Anyone want to lift any special celebrations, or are you ready for me to lift the birthday list? It is significant this. This Sunday, is today the 4th all day? Okay, Steve Boyle's having his birthday. He was in here tickling the ivories after worship last Sunday, and several of us got to hear the organ. It was wonderful. As we lift Steve, I would actually mention about the organ. Barb Shaw would like to come back, cannot because of her husband right now, but she offers her prayers to us and knows that she let us know that she joins us when she can virtually, and we hope to see her back at some point. On Wednesday, Will Blake is having a birthday. On Wednesday, this is both on December 7th, Trevor McElhaney, Paula Freitag's son, turns 41. Thursday, Bob Armstrong has a birthday. Bob's turning a speed limit, 65. All right. Molly Matheson has a birthday on Friday. And that's all I have for this week. I don't have any other anniversaries of note or what have you. It is a wonderful world that we're living in. I'm enjoying some of the moisture, some of the time. And I'm enjoying the fact that the briskness makes us feel alive. Amen? Amen. Let's turn to our unison prayer as you find it printed in your worship bulletin. Lord, thank you for your presence with us this day. Lord, our joy is with struggles to find peace in an unsettled world. We point fingers at others. Remind us that Jesus taught that peace begins with us. Forgive us when we fail to be the peacemakers you empower us to be. Guide us to greater riches. Guide this world, your creation. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation. Awesome God, loving Lord, great Creator, you are so much more than us, and yet all too often we move forward to assist you in doing your job. We apologize. Guide us to humility. And as we come, we confess that we have failed in other aspects of our journey as Christians. We've avoided some people. There are old grudges that we still carry. There are hurts that still injure us that we have not forgiven others for. There are struggles in our lives that no one seems to notice but us, and we feel as if no one's watching, no one cares about us. And yet, Lord, you are always with us. You are always present with us. Lord, especially in the dark nights of the soul and the quiet and the stillness, when our worries grow and our concerns creep forward, Lord, you are there with us. We celebrate your presence with us, and as we are preparing for the coming of the Christ child born, we pause to prepare ourselves in this special season of gift giving, of shalom, of celebrations, of hymns, of good fellowship and parties and gatherings. We begin to see a glimpse of your kingdom. We begin to understand a bit of how all can be about peace. Lord, on this Peace Sunday, we ask you guide us, that as we follow the Prince of Peace, you guide us to be agents of that Prince, that we follow faithfully, that we lead, that we show by our own examples, and that we turn a world from its worldly and contentious directions to a world of fellowship, of love, of acceptance. Lord God, we come before you. We've offered up prayers. We offer special prayers of silence, each individually to you, and we are grateful that you hear them. And now we ask that you hear us as we lift our voices with Christians everywhere in the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We give you thanks for your continued support of your church and for the missions that we are a part of through our Connected United Methodist Church. And as we are here, the ensemble will offer a musical piece as we celebrate our offertory.
Amen. Thank you for that, ensemble. I would invite you all to please rise for the reading of our gospel, which is taken from the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Listen for the word of the Lord. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The word of the Lord. Please be seated.
You ever think about gifts and graces? How would you like to have Nalu's gift of his voice? Thank you, brother. Thank you, thank you. Today is the Sunday of peace. You know, I grew up in the 60s. It was peace, brother. Different kind of peace, but not necessarily different. Some different, some not. But when I was growing up, as a young father, I had two little girls in the house. Their names were Melissa and Sarah. And believe it or not, the two of them just fought like two little sisters. There would be days that they would be just going round and round, and just, it didn't matter what you, they were just, you know, understand, anybody who's been a parent, you know, will know that. The only way to get any peace was to put them in separate rooms and make them stay there. It only had to last like 2 or 3 minutes. They really straightened out until they got back together again. But that's the kind of peace that we need to think about. Enforcing the peace in Iran right now, there's unrest. The community, the entire nation is protesting over enforcement police who killed a woman for not being properly dressed, attired. She died in custody. And they have demanded changes. The government has tried to keep the peace with water cannons and troops and all other forms of oppression. But there will not be peace there until there was some resolution. That's the difference. Martin Luther King said it. There is no peace without justice. And these people are calling for that justice, and they're calling for the change in the way things are about. God is at work there. Think about that. These are the Iranians. Some of us consider them one of our strongest enemies, this of our nation. And yet here are a people not unlike us and who may bring peace. We are children of the Prince of Peace. We heard about that this morning. Nalu read from Isaiah, "A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins." That doesn't say peace, it says righteousness. Righteousness means a lot more than just peace. I could send the girls to separate rooms or ground them or what have you, but there was no peace. It was just the calm for a moment. Peace is that other word that sometimes gets used, shalom. Do you know the word shalom? Say that with me, shalom. Shalom. Shalom is a greeting. It's an aloha. It's a hello, a goodbye. But Rich was just in Egypt, and they said shalom a lot, I bet. And they say salam alaikum, which is a shalom. And it means peace be unto you. Shalom means that we're happily together, not just not fighting, but we're glad and comfortable and at ease with one another. It's a different kind of peace. It's the peace that was talked about in Isaiah, a wolf and a lamb living together, the leopard and the baby goat harmoniously together, a baby cow and a lion, a cow and a bear, and human babies playing around the holes of poisonous snakes. It sounds macabre. It sounds frightening. And we know that it just stirs something deep within us. Thinking about a baby playing by a poisonous snake, we have a feeling that just immediately responds. It's unnerving, and it's a little bit unbelievable. What do you think of that word, unbelievable? I remember being a kid in grade school and reading Dick Tracy. You know, he was quite the square-jawed hero. But you know, one of the things that cracked me up, he had a watch that you could talk to people through, and it was like a little computer on his wrist. That was unbelievable. Anybody got one of those new Apple Watches that you do that? Stephanie's back here. She's already got one. You got one, Don? Yeah. Unbelievable stuff, I'll tell you what. It just isn't possible. And you know, if you were even in the 50s, the idea of traveling in space or to another planet, it was all Buck Rogers. It was all science fiction. It was all silly people that are just making stuff up. Today, Artemis 1 is circling the moon, preparing for the second set of landings on the moon by humans. Nobody seems to be paying a lot of attention. I think it's outstanding that we've got another mission that is coming close enough that we'll again return to our nearest orbital sphere. Unbelievable. Maybe we need to rethink that term, don't we? But these are all technology things. We've become expecting technology. Medical technology is just amazing. I can't believe what they're doing medically now. And there are many of us alive who would not be but for medical technology. But these are human inventions. Think about that a moment. These are all things that humans have done, people have done. Imagine what the Lord can do. Think about that a moment. How could we find peace in this world? Think about that a moment. Think about all the things, the ways we can be different. We could be Catholic instead of Protestant, or Protestant instead of Catholic, or unchurched. How many of you are born on a farm or a ranch? How many of you are born in the city? There are differences between the way we think and look at things. I have to tell you a fun story. This isn't in my sermon, but I got a minute. We had a preschool in Johnstown, and they would periodically take little field trips. And one of the field trips was quite challenging. They had to send notes to the parents. It was a little controversial and a little bit struggling, and the kids might be adversely affected. They went to a dairy, and they saw where milk came from. And a lot of the kids were a little bit stressed out about that. This is where milk comes from. They didn't quite make all the connections. Now, if you're raised on a farm, you might have even drawn some of that milk, and you understand that. But there's differences between the way we look at things depending upon where we've been raised, inner city or the suburbs. How about being raised in the USA as composed to Tonga? There are differences. There are differences, and they challenge the way we look at the world. How could we possibly get along? I have to smile. Pastor Neo's sneaking up behind me. What about being raised in Japan or Africa? Think about that. Or Afghanistan. Think about our worldviews and the differences. Think about being born and raised in the slums or in Beverly Hills. Poor, wealthy, all of these differences. And I haven't even got to the politics. I'm going to leave that off. So how do we find peace with all of these divisions, all these differences, all these different ways of being? The first step we have to make is to find them within ourselves. We have to find that peace within ourselves that is able to not react, a non-anxious presence. I'm still learning that. There are times that I'm really good at it, and then something sneaks up, and before you know it, I'm not there at all. But I'm working on that, and I'm gaining. And I'm also beginning to recognize something else. There are others who have experienced some kind of injury, some kind of a pain, some kind of a trauma. And they are deeply injured, and they are hurt, and they are reacting out of that hurt. And they want revenge. They want to avenge what has happened. They want to respond as children of the Prince of Peace. We might be called upon to be the peacemakers. My stole is a piece of barbed wire. And there's a dove on the stole, and the dove is trying to light, but the barbed wire has barbs upon it. Peace cannot arrive. But there's a hand grabbing the barbed wire, absorbing the pain, allowing a place for peace. We might be called upon, as children of the Prince of Peace, to be peacemakers upon which injury is inflicted, to bring peace for someone else. Think about that a moment. We might be able to absorb someone else's pain enough to help them come to a place of shalom. Doesn't sound like much fun, and it's a lot easier to react and say, that wasn't my fault, and it isn't, and it is. And all of those are true. And for some people, it might be irrelevant whether someone else has been injured or not as to how they act in the world. But for us, we are called to servitude. And there is one coming. John described him. John said, I'll baptize you with water for repentance. But the one who is coming is more powerful than I am. I'm not even worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And his winnowing fork is in his hand. And he will clear the threshing floor. The wheat he will gather and gather into the granary. But the chaff you will burn with unquenchable fire. We have choices. Remember, though, they are the choice between being wheat or chaff. Be the children you're called to be, the children of peace. Do this in the name of the Lord God. Amen. Let's turn to our communion. I invite Pastor Neo to come join me as we prepare the elements. Turn, if you will, to your page 13 in your hymnal or on the screen. If you'll join me, we are at the Great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are those who come in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. You gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a covenant by the water and the Spirit. You may close your books, lay down your documents. I'm going to ad lib. Pastor Neil will do the elements. Because Jesus was at the table with his disciples. It was the Passover feast, the greatest celebration of the Jewish year. And they were gathered at this ceremony that was done the same way year after year after year. And he did something unusual. He took the bread. And he gave thanks to God for the bread. We need to do that, to give thanks. And he broke the bread, and he gave it to all the disciples, all the people around the table, and he said, take and eat. This is my body given for you. My body broken for you. The disciples looked at him a little bit oddly. He was breaking from tradition. He wasn't doing what was usual, like the pastor is doing to Pastor Neo this morning. And he was doing something totally different, and it startled them. But then the dinner went on until the supper was finished, and he took the cup, the last cup on the table, and he gave thanks to God for the cup. How often do we forget to give thanks for the cup? Because this is the cup that Christ gave us. This is the cup of nourishment that fills our bodies. And he said, take and drink, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me. Amen. Amen. I invite the communion helpers forward. Let's go get on. Come, partake. If you would like the elements brought to you, let the ushers know. We will bring them to you. We celebrate. We are thankful. Amen.
I think it's 431. Let there be peace on earth.
We have come with hope, and now we search for the peace, and we offer the peace, and we receive the peace of Christ. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may we be agents of our Lord's peace. Amen. Join hands. Let's sing our closing. God's people said,
Amen. Amen.